Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show off by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in to your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast. And shout out, man, to the folks in Orlando, Florida, man. Big shout out to my man, Adam, telling me all the time. He run into people that see his hat, see his shirt, and say that they listen to the show, man. So shout out to those folks in the Orlando, Florida area. Adam is not lying. That is my friend. So I want to make sure I give you guys a big shout out. And like I do every Tuesday, I bring you awesome guests. This guest, we were supposed to have on a while back, and I think I dropped the ball, and we weren't able to get together, but by God's providence, we're able to make a full circle, and I have on today none other than Haley. How you doing today?
Hello, I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and let's jump right in. First, I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners, tell whatever you want to tell, personal, professional, then we'll jump into why I got you on here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I am, like you said, Haley Williams. I have three kids, married to a man named Joey. I have three girls that are under the age of six. So I am pretty busy. And I have a podcast called Kindled, which is for Christian women. And the slogan, tagline, I guess, of that, which is pretty much what it's all about, is truth and grace boldly. So that is what we talk about. And that's what I do as, you know, my passion, what is really my heart, love having that podcast. It's been about 2.5 years since I started. And then by day, I am a web and graphic designer. So I have my own business, you know, doing that for my clients online and making their businesses shine online. And that is what I love to do to actually get paid. And then, you know, I can do what I love on the podcast for fun. So that's kind of my life in a nutshell. And I work from home, which is awesome and gives me lots of flexibility and get to be with my kids a lot. So, you know, that's a blessing and I love it.
That is awesome. So I didn't know about the web and graphic thing. That's pretty cool. It actually makes sense because of how neat and put together your stuff comes out. So that it all makes sense.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. Well, I was a journalism grad actually, and decided right after school that I really didn't want to go into journalism. Just was such a exhausting career path. I did several internships and, you know, they call it feeding the beast. You know, you're mm-hmm. never done. You just have to produce more the next day. And and so I'm a content creator, I think, just by nature. And yet I found I didn't want to create that content. And so I think it's really cool that I've kind of been able to use my skills from, you know, all my years of working on the newspaper and interviews and learning how to talk to people and how to draw out a story and create narrative. I've been able to really find a new way to use that with the podcast, which has been super fun. And yet also, you know, get to use my digital skills online. So it's, I feel like I'm living my dream.
That is awesome. That is super awesome. So let's rewind. Tell like what, cause I know you just didn't just wake up one day and said, I'm gonna start a podcast like I did. what kind of was the chain of events? What inspired you to actually get behind the mic and start a podcast?
Yeah, man, that's a long story, but I guess,
hey, that's, you know, what we're here for.
I guess it kind of began, it began because I think, I actually had another business before this one, before web design. I my first business was, bridal accessories. I started, a brand and a line of bridal accessories that I created and designed and sold. And I started it on Etsy, and I grew that business for 7 years on the Etsy platform. And then I took it off Etsy, had my own website. I took the line to bridal market in New York, got, you know, 20 stores around the country carrying my line. And it was great. It was really fun. I loved it. It was a great industry to be in. But, you know, as I got further and further away from my own wedding and, you know, kind of that season of life of like being a newlywed, I just sort of lost passion for that business. And so I decided, I also had 2 kids at the time and then 2 businesses with my web design and bridal. And I realized it was just too much. So I decided to kind of offload that and sell that business, which is what I was able to do, about 3 years ago, sold that business, which then left me kind of going, okay, well, if I, you know, if I don't have to do that, cause I really had believed that I had to be as productive as I was. I had to do everything that was on my plate and I couldn't say no to everything. And that left me really limited. And so once God really, I think, showed me the truth that, no, you are not your work. You're not what you produce. You're not your productivity or, you know, what you put out into the world. You know, you're who I say you are. Then I felt the freedom to go, okay, well, who have you made me? And then what have you made me, you know, passionate about? What are the skills that you've given me? What are the gifts that I already have? What are the things I enjoy and am passionate about? And it was really, the answer to that was, I love talking with people about things that matter and having deep conversations. And I mean, I'm just that person that will go deep in 5 seconds. And so it can make some people really uncomfortable who are maybe a little bit more reserved. But for people like me, it's just like, there's no pretense, you know, I don't want to waste time with, you know, with the formalities. And so I felt that, man, a podcast would be so fun. I would get to have these conversations with women about things that really I care about, you know, spiritual issues, biblical, theological conversations, things about the world and culture and parenting and just things that matter to my life. And right. So that's, you know, I started having that conversation with my husband and kind of just throwing it around. I think I maybe mentioned it twice. And the next week, a podcast microphone showed up on our doorstep from in an Amazon box. And I was like, what is this? And he's like, you're doing it. You're doing a podcast. And that's how it started. So he really was kind of the catalyst. And I just was, you know, I had no plan. I had no agenda or anything. I had no editorial calendar, no guests. I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but he really gave me that shove and was just like, do it. Like, why would you not? And so that was the beginning.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Awesome. Yeah. No, that is extremely cool. Cause everybody knows that I am like a big podcast advocate. Like I'm always trying to get people to start podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to encourage people about podcasting. And so just hearing your story, I hope that also inspires someone. So let's get into some of the, I guess you kind of gave an overview of what you talk about. Tell me one of your, like, I guess, more popular topics or shows or something like that. Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I started out with really no idea, no plan. So I kind of just started, you know, with what do I know? What do I talk about? So it started out with a lot of content around motherhood and work because that's my life. I'm a mom and I work for myself, you know, with my businesses. And so entrepreneurship is something that I'm interested in and had a lot of content around those types of topics the first, I would say, year and a half of the show. And then, you know, I think you've probably seen this with the people that you have helped start podcasts. that, you know, as you get more comfortable in your own skin and your own voice, you kind of find what you care about or what you really want to talk about, and then what you think you should talk about. And so I found that I was sort of just doing what I thought I should do and not necessarily what I really wanted to be doing. And so as I got a little more confident in my voice and in my own, you know, ability to discern what does my audience want to hear about? What is important? What do I believe I should put out into the world? I really started moving into more, I would say like just more intellectual conversations around theology and God and truth and culture. And the things that I'm asking, you know, and the questions that I'm really dealing with, and in things like progressive Christianity, for instance, or social justice. And, you know, you asked which episode was my most popular. Actually, with one of the most popular has been with, you know, Daryl and Virgil from Just Thinking, which I know, you know, I know you're the man behind that. And it is, so that was like one of my most favorite. Their interview and one with Neil Shenvey was the two that I think opened the door for me in realizing I'm not going to just produce what I think my audience wants me to produce. I'm going to produce what I want to produce and what I care about, because I trust that God has given me a mind to use to make these decisions and to go, you know, this is important. And even if it's not the thing that I think the women listening might want to hear, how do I know? You know, why don't I let them decide? And why don't I just put that out there and see what the response is? And the response was actually incredible. And my most popular episodes have been the ones that talk about these more you know, relevant cultural issues and concerns and things that you know, I think that Christians are really being faced with today, and questions they're needing to think through. And so that's what I've continued to do. And I'm headed more that direction this fall with a series on called Christianity and Culture, which is going to address some major topics and themes from a biblical worldview, contrasting that with a secular worldview.
Right. Right. And see, that's always the misunderstanding. I'm going to tell you why those episodes are more popular. The misunderstanding is just because, you know, you home and you got kids and your wife, your mother, that, you know, that's all you want to talk about. And so whenever an issue come up and you address it, it's going to resonate with women because they're living, you know, part of it. But to hear your perspective on an issue is even more intriguing, you know, because it's not the regular, you know, nothing wrong with any of that. But I can see that being a response from your listeners, like, you know, oh, we talk social justice. Well, I'm seeing this, you know, in my neighborhood, or I'm seeing this, you know, I would love to hear this perspective, or I love to hear somebody else talk about it. So bringing a resource to them, it makes total sense to me. So that is awesome. So let's talk about kind of your vision for the podcast platform, you know, because you actually have the capacity with your skill set to turn this into a whole media company. So what are your dreams and visions for the podcast?
Oh man, that's a good question. I think you know, I think because of the season of life I'm in with, as I mentioned, three kids under six, I don't have right now, I don't have the vision to create, you know, some, you know, I don't know, replica of like a Rachel Hollis, you know, monolith type structure. I don't know that that's where my heart is at. I mean, maybe in a few years, if I get some, you know, a couple kids in school full time, then that could change. But right now, I think I'm just trying to, you know, kind of figure out what is next for the next 6 months. Like that's where I'm thinking. And so, you know, I really wanted after this last school year in the spring, I just needed a break. And I was like starting to get a little burnt out and just tired and weary of, I think, the grind. And so I decided to take a summer break, which is, you know, never really advantageous for a show to take a break, because your downloads go down, your listenership goes down, people forget about you, or they fill in the gap or whatever. And I just was like, you know, I don't care. I don't care if that happens. You know, I trust that if God wants me to keep doing the show, he will call me back to it. He will give me the energy to continue it. And so I was just like, I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm taking the break. And over the summer, I really have, I think, you know, he's done just that. He has given me some rest and some space and also some clarity on where this show should go and what mm-hmm. content I should be covering. And out of that has kind of been born, you know, even more clarity, as far as what I'm going to be talking about this fall. And that's Christianity and culture, because that's what, right. you know, what really we're dealing with every single day, the contrasting and the fighting and warring worldviews of both the secular and the sacred, and trying to understand, okay, how do I think about this as a Christian? But then how do I also think about this as a citizen and as a American or as a parent? Like we're just looking at so many different levels and angles. And I think it's, you know, some questions are more obvious or the answers to some questions are more obvious than others. And so, I'm going to bring in some people to talk about everything from God and man to sin and brokenness, apologetics, politics, parenting, family, fear and courage, and just address each of those issues from a biblical worldview. So that's kind of, you know, that's my vision for the next 6 months. And yeah. as far as next year, I have no idea. I have no gotcha. Clue. You know, I'm going to remain a little bit open-handed to that and just see, you know, I think a lot of times, clarity takes action. You know, we don't always get clarity until we take a step, and then we get a little more clarity for the step after that. So
nice.
That is where I'm living.
I love it. I mean, it's real, it's practical. Kind of the same method with myself. So I'm gonna give you a a pro tip live on the air. It's free to those that are listening.
Okay.
I think because you know, just like you took the summer off, I think mm-hmm. you would really benefit from turning your format into seasons and actually planning out your breaks throughout the year.
Right.
And I think that because I didn't do that with the bar and, you know, I'm paying the price. I've been doing it for 3 years, you know, every Tuesday. But by God's grace, I'm ahead. So this show, you know, may drop in August. So right. I'm that far ahead.
That's great.
For someone that like you with you know culture and you dealing mm-hmm. with something present, I think you should look into maybe making seasons, mm-hmm.
yeah,
and giving yeah. yourself a natural break to step away from it, then come back to it for
yes. more.
So
that's I think a free that's tip. Very wise. Yeah. I think that's really spot on, and that's kind of what I'm shifting more towards with the sure. idea of the series. Like,
yes.
okay, hey,
yes.
we're going to do, you know, say a 6 or 7 week series, and then yep. I'm going to pause exactly. for maybe 3-4 weeks, and then exactly. we're going to come out with another one. So even that, I think, just as a content creator, like it you're still feeding the beast, but mm-hmm. you have time to breathe in between, exactly. you know, and time to exactly. even think about what matters in that space.
Right. And then, you know, like we do it Just Thinking, because, you know, we produce once a month. Mm-hmm. And what helps our growth is we, even though we produce a podcast once a month, we take that podcast and we promote it or make a you know, picture graph or whatever every mm-hmm. day of the week, you know, so it continues It continues to be, you know, relevant and current, even though we're not dropping. All the time.
Exactly.
So, man, I'm giving away all my secrets. Make sure you guys hit me up for consulting, podcast consulting, so you can get the rest of the spiel. But right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? I'm John.
And I am Joe.
And we are the hosts of the Pastor Discussions podcast.
And we like to call it your weekly conversation on doctrine, faith, and the Christian life.
Because that's exactly what it is. And because you're listening to this commercial, you have already found some Bar podcasts, and we are part of the Bar Podcast Network.
And new episodes of our shows drop every Monday, so we invite you to check them out.
We're just a couple of rural pastors that sit down and have discussions about different topics and work through things together, and we want you to come join us in the discussion. You can find out more by visiting pastordiscussions.com or subscribe on Stitcher or iTunes. It's good. I can edit this. I can edit this.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend, Ms. Haley. Super excited to have you on the show. Glad to have you. So just excited to hear things that you're doing and your passion that you have for God's people. And so on this side of the show, we do what we call the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. Mm-hmm. So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
All of it, all music, you know, I would say except for country. Not a country fan, got to say that. But I don't know, John Mayer, Coldplay, folksy, indie, you know, new stuff. I mean, I don't know, like obviously listen to some Christian music, but I would say maybe a little bit more fringe stuff is probably what I would listen to on a daily basis. I honestly just go into Spotify and click the, you know, recommended for you playlist. And it's always something good because since I do that every day, it really knows me. And I'm a product of that. So that's what I like.
Okay. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Okay. Wow. So, I mean, a lot, but let's see. I just started Bloodlines by John Piper. Listening to that on Audible. I am about to finish Reappearing Church by Mark Sayers. Just finished Humble Calvinism. Those are the kind of the main three right now that I'm listening to. But of course, my stack of books that I want to listen to is, or not listen, but read is a mile high. So, you know, that is what it is right now. Hopefully I can dig into that some more this fall when school schedule kind of hits in, but we'll see.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And the last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Yes. Well, I mentioned already, Just Thinking is my favorite show. I'm not just saying that. It actually truly is my favorite. I listen to Relatable with Ali Beth Stuckey. I listen to Andrew Klavan's show for political commentary. I really enjoy the Unbelievable podcast with Justin Brierley, where he interviews, you know, he has debates between Christians and atheists a lot. That's really helpful for me learning how to, how they think and how people who think, you know, think and believe differently than me, and then what the apologetic is to have meaningful conversations with them. And I also love Alisa Childers. So those are kind of like my top line podcasts that I listen to consistently. And as far as sermons, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I listen to a ton of sermons other than, you know, the church podcast, but we're actually in the process of switching churches. So I guess I've been doing some research on what church I want to be going to. So I've been listening to quite a few different churches.
Okay. That's cool. That is cool. Sweet. All right. So also at what we do at every show, I love to give my guests first an opportunity to tell everybody where to find your podcast, your stuff, where to follow you, and then close it out with some words of encouragement or anything like that.
Yeah, thank you. So my website is kindledpodcast.com. But the place that I hang out the most is, of course, Instagram. And my profile on there is haleywilliams.kindled. And as far as words of encouragement, I mean, I would just say, you know, cling to what is true, like know what is true, and the counterfeit becomes a lot more obvious. I think that in the day and age that we live, it's really hard actually to know what is true often. And in particular situations or realities, we may not even, you know, there may not even be a known truth yet. I think we're seeing that in the situation with COVID and everything, you know, we're all trying to figure out what's true, what's real, what's false. But I think in that time, it's especially in those situations, especially important that we know what we believe is absolutely true about reality, about who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. Because it makes all of the rest of the uncertainties a little bit lighter and doesn't weigh as heavily on you because you know what is absolutely and infinitely true about eternity. So I think that is where I am resting, you know, day in and day out. Even in this crazy world, that's kind of what enables me to have peace in the midst of the storm.
Gotcha. That is awesome. 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 Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time coming on the show and sharing with my listeners. Make sure you guys go check her out, subscribe to the podcast, let her know that you heard about her on the bar. and leave a nice 5-star review while you're over there. And make sure you check out your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast. Tune in every Tuesday. Go to thebarpodcast.com. You can also find us on all the interwebs at thebar_podcast. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com, click on the network tab. There you will find all the great podcasts on the network, like Just Thinking and Guys with Bibles and Solacast, and there's 9 of them now, so I said I'll stop naming them. Appreciate you guys tuning into the bar. Until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation into the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.